Okay, this is sort of a test thing to see how recording in Audacity goes and how the laptop microphone sounds. Since I didn't ever do the questions for New Girls, I'm going to do the 20 questions little short thing that I found in the paste bin. So, number one, put your music on shuffle. Give me the first five songs that pop up. Blink-182, Damn It. RX Bandits, Overcome. Eminem, Just Don't Give a Fuck. Good Charlotte, Motivation Proclamation, and Finch, Reduced to Teeth. Yes, I like shitty skate punk from over a decade ago. What's your favorite color or colors? It's not a color, but I really like darker shades of gray. I also like really deep and really bright shades of red. Number three, grab the book nearest to you. Turn to page 23 and give me line 17. I'm just gonna do the last sentence, so I'm not counting lines. While freestyle lessens the number of formal constraints on the translator, it demands greater attention to the choice and arrangement of words. And my tummy just growled it. I hope it didn't pick up on the microphone, and it probably did. Sorry if you heard that. Four, what do you think about most? Connections. Methods, alternatives, stuff like that. Number five, ever had a poem or song written about you? Yes, I have. My boyfriend that I dated in high school wrote a poem for me. And I've had songs written for me by, I'm gonna say three boyfriends, but only one of them was actually about me. So, yeah, there's that. Number six. Now, what do you smell, hear, taste? I smell lavender and chamomile because I just washed my hands a little bit ago. I hear my cat walking around on my bed and my tummy growling and the sound of my voice because I'm recording right now, obviously. What do I taste? Chapstick. I'm not sure what flavor it is. It's like it's red, it might be berry something. Number seven, what's your religion? I don't, can't, won't, yeah, won't into religion. So I'm gonna go with Pastafarianism. Yeah, FSM all the way. Number eight, if you are outside, what are you most likely doing? Walking. Nine, describe your most recent sexual experience. No. No. 10, what's the last thing you purchased? Probably groceries. Either that or Band-Aids. Yeah, either one. Number 11, if you didn't know your age, what age would you say you felt like? Hell, I don't know. Shit. Excuse me. The phrase "act your age, not your shoe size" kind of comes to mind. But I don't know. I don't know. Depends on when you catch me and ask me the question, I guess. Right now, I suppose I feel my own age. I don't know. Sorry, cat found a shopping bag empty that she's getting into. Number, where are we? Number 12, ever been on a plane? Yes, I'm not a huge fan. Hey! God, this goes so bad. My tummy keeps growling. 13, what is your greatest weakness and your greatest strength? My greatest weakness is I get discouraged easily, I suppose, and I'm not terribly self-motivated, you could say. My greatest strength is that I am resourceful, and I'm, well, I don't know. You can call it determined, but it's basically stubborn. So I guess that kind of doesn't fit into that category. Anyway, favorite food and drink, number 14. Shit. seafood school, assorted fruits and veggies, sushi, you know, sushi's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with sushi. Sushi's favorite food. Favorite drink is water. I'm boring. 15 hobbies. I don't really have any hobbies. Yeah. Like I said, boring. 16, do you have a collection of anything? I used to collect all kinds of stupid shit, like there's no point in having this, like, you know, bottle caps and whatever. I just liked putting things into containers and having them organized. These days I have, you know, books, two big full bookshelves, comic book collection, I don't even call it a collection, but I have a long-ass list of favorite words. what else? I kind of have a panty and sock collection because I'm sort of kind of a little bit obsessed with those two particular items of clothing for some reason. I have, and you know, I do still have a collection of what anybody else would call useless crap. Without a doubt, but I do find uses for most of it eventually. But yeah, it is just little odds and ends and bits of whatever. My junk drawer is quite extensive, you could say. and meticulously organized, but yeah, it's still just a bunch of junk. Anyway, 17, physical fitness goals. Just to be more active in general, I suppose. I used to do yoga, like, every day, and I need to start doing that again. I don't do it anywhere near as often as I once did, and I felt better and looked better, and yeah, I need to get back into doing that. 18, favorite movie. I don't know, man. I don't really watch that many movies. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm skipping that one. 19, you have the opportunity to sleep with anybody of your choice. Who would it be? It would be the guy that I have been talking to. Head over heels for... However you want to phrase that, yeah, it would be him. Number 20, cut or uncut preference, none whatsoever, really, as long as it's clean and it works and you know how to use it. I mean, that's... cut or uncut doesn't really factor in much. Yeah. Alright, so that's that, and, yeah, this is ending now.